Welcome back, guys, to Entertain Matt. I'm your host, Matthew Truelove. Oh my, it's been a little while since I've done this thing. It's been quite a while. Everybody's been asking me, where you been at? Where you been at? Why haven't you done an episode in since September or something like that? And I'll tell you people why. I don't really know. There hasn't been much to talk about. I've been kind of looking forward to Christmas, which is the reason why I've had such a hard time coming up with subjects. And it's, believe me, people, you try to get a microphone and record it on a computer for like an hour and talk about certain subjects, it gets a little bit intense. But I did it for you people, all you listeners out there in the world, all you people that are bored with life and want to listen to random people talk about random subjects, especially with the world of professional wrestling, the world we know and love. Talk about a few subjects that's been going around. Brock Lesnar's the heavyweight champion of the world, even though he's basically never around. A few problems with that, but hey, I can't run the WWE, otherwise I'd be a billionaire. Vince did an interesting podcast with Stone Cold Steve Austin, where he talked about CM Punk's departure. Interesting subject. Speaking of which, CM Punk did an amazing podcast with Colt Cabana on the art of wrestling. I would definitely check that out if you've always wanted to know. Why the many reasons why CM Punk left the WWE, at least on his side of the story. Vince McMahon publicly apologized for firing him on his wedding day. I don't think it was really Vince's thing that did CM Punk's wedding day, but you never know. Which is kind of interesting because AJ Lee is still working for the company and she's married to CM Punk, so don't really know what kind of heat she's going to get in the back for him, especially with the way he went out. Let's see. WWE's been kind of on downpour. The roster's freaking like 50 people. And out of the 50 superstars they have, they're not using a whole lot of them. You know, they got Antonio Cesaro, who's getting buried for bashing creative. You've got just so many guys out on injury, even though I just learned today that Bad News Barrett is finally back after that terrible shoulder injury, which was nice to know. Randy Orton was back, and then he got injured again, and then all that stuff, but I think it's just an angle for the live crowd. I think he'll be back. They obviously need him. Roman Reigns did just return, finally. It's about time. But when he picked up the Big Show Monday Night Raw, Big Show's like 500 pounds, or at least that's what they program him to be. A little bit much after coming back from surgery with a hernia. But today's episode is very, very special. I got a very special guest with me. Just doing all the subjects, I've been missing out on. But really, there's just been nothing going on. Been waiting for Christmas. And this very special guest. I've been waiting to have my first guest. And I couldn't think of anybody better to have on this, this show. Entertain Matt with your host, Matthew Truelove. Then my very own first guest, a actor, producer, director. He has a TV show called Up on High Ground. Up on High Ground, ladies and gentlemen. Memorize it, record it, love it, DVR it, whatever you got to do. It's on, I believe, at 3:30. It's a 30-minute show. It's 3:30 in the morning. But, you got a bunch of late-night owls out there. You got a bunch of people that actually wake up during the night and sleep during the day. So you got an audience, and it's on cable television, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that's a landmark in of itself in today's world. He's also been in many other shows, and he's done a short film, To Inflict, and, he's made it, ladies and gentlemen, trying to make it in the Hollywood world that is one of the most cutthroat and vicious worlds that you could possibly get into. But he has basically made it to me, because he is a star, and he's got a great place in my heart, because he is family, but he's a movie star too, ladies and gentlemen. So welcome to the show, give a round of applause, or what are you going to do listening to this show, to Brian Kreutz.
Well, thank you very much. It's pretty hard to top some type of introduction like that, Matthew Truelove, but I really appreciate it, and it's great to be with you here.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be sharing a microphone so you people can get over it about what's going to happen. I forgot to get you a chair. My goodness gracious.
I forgot to get you a chair. I don't need a chair. I can stand. Sit all day for 8 hours a day on a job. It gets tiring.
Well, I mean, you've done a radio for ever, so you're probably going to outshine me like crazy. doing. You're gonna come up with like many different voices and everything. Oh my gosh, man! Oh,
the voice of many, the face of one.
Nah, I'll tell you, man. Oh wow, man. We're already like 5 minutes into the same because I spent 4.5 minutes rambling about crap that nobody cares about. Because they're all here for you, man. You probably got all your cast members on here. Like, oh man, I want to know the story of Brian Kreutz. But like, what in the world he's been up to? And who's this crazy guy called Entertain Matt? Well, you know, but they're not here for me. They're here for you today. I mean, it's all about you today. You know, I mean. So tell us a little bit about Mr. Brian Kreutz.
Well, thank you so much, Matthew Truelove. I mean, you are a blessing to this family. And, you know, I really enjoy listening to your podcast, as do millions of other people out there, I'm sure, on the internet, World Wide Web. Tells you my age, how old I am with a response like that. But anyways, yes, I'm an actor from St. Louis, Missouri, a producer, director, writer, like yourself. You know, we're both writers, and we do plan on writing a short film and adapting some of the stories that you've put together. You know, it really, unless you're in Hollywood or New York, it's really difficult to break into the industry and be well-known by millions worldwide. You know, you have your small community, you have your small group of people that not necessarily adore you, but they know of you. And you know, this project that we're doing right now, Up on High Ground, is on the CW network, select CW stations at 3:30 and 4:30 in the morning, depending on what time zone you're in. And it's really something that I started writing about 2 years ago, and so far to date we've filmed 6 episodes. And it's basically, in a nutshell, a TV series about 2 college roommates who also have a third wheel roommate that's a loser. He's a lazy loser and a couch crasher, sitting on the couch at the butt end of jokes. The other 2 roommates are Christians, and they're at a local high school and getting involved with all the cliques of, you know, girls battling things out with each other, guys in the choir, and you know, it's a pretty interesting TV series, and, you know, I hope you like it. We've taken aspects from TV shows like Glee in the show choir part. We've taken aspects of the show from L.A. Law, Seventh Heaven, all mixed in one. So it's a family drama, and it's something that we're really enjoying producing.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? It's a family show, so you don't have to do the TV-14, the TV whatever, inside anything. You and your kids and your whole family can watch, and it's a family show, and that's what it's exactly about. I think family shows are better than anything, because, you know, when you got like Breaking Bad or Walking Dead, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, only certain people can watch it. But with a show like yours, Up on High Ground, anybody can watch it, because even, you know, it's even a positive message for children out there. Don't you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. Absolutely. I mean, the target audience is typically high schoolers into like the early 20s, but, you know, essentially anyone can watch it. It's a family show, and it's something that really is entertaining and something that brings to light a lot of people don't see nowadays, and that's the aspects of religion and even mentioning Christ in casual conversation. It's not like we're throwing anything in anybody's face or trying to preach to them on a pulpit, but essentially we're including those elements that have been removed purposely by CBS, NBC, USA Network, TNT, all the networks out there. And, yeah, we're able to do that since we're overnight, and, you know, we're bold and we're going against the grain of regular television because, you know, we want to get people's attention and make them realize, hey, you know, we're all here for family, we're all here for Christ, and we're all here for, you know, an interesting half hour. In your face half hour.
And it's not like 3 hours of pro wrestling, where after 3 hours of professional wrestling on Monday Night Raw, you just want to go and suplex everybody you see. This is a show that will make you just happy all around, I think, and entertain you, which is basically the most important part. So let's talk about your beginning. I mean, you know, here you are, you know, as a kid making these Star Trek playset things when you were a kid, man. I mean, you talk about a creative genius. I mean, what kid, when they're young, man, can create stuff like that? It's beyond me, man. Because when I was a kid, I was still pooping in my diaper and, you know, doing all this stuff. And then here you are, you're making these entire playsets, your own little worlds, and it's amazing. I mean, you know, who do you think you get this creative genius from, and where did it really, you know, like, come from? And, you know, what sort of ideas did you have as a kid? And Did you always want to be a movie star and stuff like that?
Well, I did. I mean, those are all good questions. And, you know, it was just, I really feel just a creative self-starter attitude. Hey, I want to go out and do something because I enjoy it, so why don't I make my own fan film Star Trek series? Before all the internet was even out there, we were the first fan film series, Star Trek The Continuing Mission, and we essentially took cardboard, wax paper, and Christmas lights and made these massive sets in our basements because, of course, at the time we were 16, 17, 18 years old, just kids. So we don't have our own house or we don't have our own professional studio with all the big budgets. So we took all these materials, took some sweatshirts, some pens we got from Star Trek conventions, wrote some scripts, put it all together as a production, and essentially those were the building blocks of where we are today, writing scripts and actually trying to be wannabe superstars and Hollywood stars on the screen.
I mean, who doesn't want to grow up and be a Tom Hanks or a Steven Spielberg or anything like that? Speaking of Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg, what are some of your inspirations going into movies? I mean, you know, everybody gets inspired by Martin Scorsese and, you know, Tom Hanks and you know, some people even Brad Pitt. I feel that Brad Pitt's underrated, but that's just my personal opinion. Even though he is Brad Pitt and married to that Angelina Jolie person. I don't get it. I don't understand, but it's his life. But yeah, I mean, some of your inspirations, you know, like, I mean, were you inspired by Tom Hanks and, Spielberg and all, and even Scorsese or Clint Eastwood, or, I mean, who were some of your inspirations? Maybe even some lower start people, because there's a lot of big movie stars out there inspired by people that most people haven't even heard of. I mean, what are some of your inspirations going into the Hollywood world?
Well, I like to say that I'm a versatile person, so I don't just say actors or the people that inspire me. So I would say if I had to pick a couple people, it would be one on one side of the camera, which would be the actors that you all see, and then the other side would be behind the camera is one of the producers, directors that basically are the building blocks of what a great production is. So starting with the other side of the camera that most of you don't see, the director, producer, and the person that's responsible for all that content and that important stuff that actually makes you laugh and makes you think, that would be John Hughes. John Hughes from Chicago, Illinois. He's long since gone, unfortunately, bless his soul. He's responsible for so many of those great 80s movies, Ferris Bueller's Days Off, Home Alone, The Breakfast Club. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on. And a lot of his production notes and dialogue are something that I have, you know, definitely examined and taken a look at and tried to insert that into a lot of my productions, not stealing his stuff, but basically his style, which is things that hit home, dialogue that hits home. When you come into the door, you've got a kid that doesn't say, "Hey, welcome home, Daddy." Instead, he smacks you or punches you in the stomach and says, "Hey, Dad, you forgot to buy this toy for me," or, "Hey, Dad, you know, this is something that's extremely important to me, and I think you forgot." You know, it's that type of situation or that dialogue that really hits home in real life, stuff that, you know, used to be censored, but he really brought out in the 80s, and progressively it's turned into great dialogue now here in the 2000s because it's more real life. It's more kind of reality style TV, but yet it's scripted. So, you know, his style is something that I'm really inspired by, and, you know, who wouldn't be, right? I mean, all the successes, you know, he's had on film and TV, hello. And then on the other side of the camera, of course, be William Shatner. You know, I'm a huge Star Trek fan, and I appreciate the versatile career that he's had in many genres of film and television, and, you know, just his style and his delivery, you know, the mannerisms. I mean, he's got what's called Shatnerisms. You know, this is something that's not just a word made up, but it actually has meaning behind it. You know, the pauses he has and the delivery of his lines when he's acting on screen is just so inspiring. It's something that I really feel has really made his career, you know, go beyond just Star Trek, but have longevity. So these are the two type of people that have really inspired me on both sides of the camera.
All righty. Well, my goodness. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you got William Shatner and John Hughes. I mean, what a cast and what a crew. What a people, I'll tell you. It's an amazing. We're just getting started here. I mean, we're like now almost 15 minutes into this thing. It's unbelievable. All the fascinating things you can learn right here on Entertainment.